As a college student, Jefferson Bethke often wondered how he could really make his life count. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Jefferson realized that there are many unique ways to share Jesus Christ with people most effectively.
I was at a non-Christian college, and I really wanted to tell people about Jesus, and so I was actually having a Bible study, but, you know, no one would really, two people would come, and that's fine, but I would, you know, I just realized, man, I was really convicted that God's like, why would they come to a context that they're uncomfortable with, that they don't know anything about, and that they probably don't really want to just sign up for, hey, let's learn about the Bible, when some people do. But so for me, it really convicted me of like, hey, instead of trying to get them to come to you, why don't you go to them?
So Jefferson thought of a creative and actually unconventional way to shine Christ's light in a broader way.
There was an open mic at my non-Christian college where you can sing or play an instrument, but I don't do any of those things. And, you know, it was a 1,500-person school. It was a tiny liberal arts college, but like 300 to 500 people would show up at these open mics. So proportionally to the student body, it was a lot, you know? And so for me, I was like, man, this is, I was raised in an urban context, hip-hop context, kind of that inner city. And so spoken word's always been something I loved but never done. And so for me, I was like, oh, let's write a poem and see if that works. And I thought it was going to be my first and my last. It was very much for a time and a place just to reach the people in that moment on that Friday night. And I thought I was going to get booed off stage. I thought people were going to hate it because it was just very explicitly about Jesus in a very, very, you know, progressive type campus. And so, but they loved it, actually. And it really shocked me. I almost felt like it really showed me that people are really hungry for truth and that real depth of what Jesus gives. And so I was like, oh, whoa, this is weird. Maybe I should write another one. And that was kind of how it happened.
That's just one creative way to make life count by reaching people with the love and hope of Jesus Christ. To learn more on how you can do that, go to makingyourlifecount.com.